This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so this is Me'inyin Le'inyin Bo'isayho Inyin. Yevamis Daf Peches, where the Gemara says that if one witness testifies that a woman's husband died, she's allowed to remarry. And the Gemara says, why? How could you rely on one witness? The Gemara says, Mishumi Guna Hikilu Barabanan. In our first year, we quoted Tosis' pshat, that the rabbis came and they were oikar davar min haTorah, and they're allowed to do that. If there is enough evidence and there's a smach, the chachamim could even be oikar davar min haTorah, become ma'aseh. Rashi learned that the mechanism is called the mekadesh, adaita derabbanan mekadesh. The Ritva learned that no, the believability of the one witness is midairaisa, because since it's milsa davido legluye and isha daiko minsaba, it's like anan sahade, that the one witness is correct. And then we had the shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yod Gimel Halacha Chavtes, the Rambam is very cryptic, because he starts off by saying that it shouldn't be difficult in your eyes that the Rabbanon were Matir and Erva. And then the Rambam says, because the Torah is not makbid on the Eidus of two Eidim, only something you can't get to the bottom of, but if you could get to the bottom of, the Torah is not makbid. And then therefore the Chachamim were Mekel. So Rambam, is it Dairaisa or is it Rabbanon? What's going on over here? And here's the clincher, Rabbi Yisai. So one way we learned the Rambam is like the Ritva, that it's biblical that you could rely on an Eid Echad when we feel that it's incontrovertible. But who is to say that this is? We know for sure that when one witness testifies that his testimony is admissible. That's given over to the Chachamim. So according to the Ritva, it's a din d'oraisa. Here's the problem, Rabbi Yisai. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, B'shnei mekoymois hamina Torah eid echad. There are two instances the Torah believed one witness. B'soita, by a soita, that she could avoid drinking the bitter waters. And by Egla Arufa. And there's one instance where the Chachamim believed one witness. The Chain midivreya be'edus isha sheyoed la shameis bala. The Rambam says there's one time the rabbis believe one witness. So that's an open stira. The way we learned the Rambam, that one witness is believed by Eidos Isha, Midai Raisa. But here the Rambam says black and white, that one witness is believed, Midrabanan. So this is a problem. So let me tell you what I would say. I would say that you would have to go with the second Rambam. The Rambam writes explicitly that you're believed, Midrabanan. So why did the Rambam say in Hilchos Gerushin Shaloi Hikpida Taira Ala Ada Shnei Edim Mishamish Shnei Edus El B'Davar Shein Atu Yachalam and Al Bario? I would say like this: if there's no precedent at all that you could ever rely on one witness, the rabbis would never say by Edus Isha you could rely on one witness. That's completely antithetical to everything the Chumash stands for. If there's no precedent, if we've never seen that you could rely on the testimony of one aid, the Chachamim would never say by Eidos Isha, you could rely on one aid. But the Rambam says the Torah does not absolutely require two aidim. The Torah only requires two aidim by something that there's no other way to know. But if there is incontrovertible evidence, the Torah would rely on one aid. Doesn't mean the Torah would rely on one aid over here by Eidos Isha. Because by Eidos Isha, maybe we can know 1,000,000% that the guy is really dead. But once we have some degree of precedent that the testimony of one witness is admissible evidence, even on a biblical level, even though our case of Eidos Isha is not mamish, that type of case where we would ordinarily rely on one aid, under the circumstances, Mishom Iguna, the Rabbanon would be Mekel. That's how I would understand the Rambam. You understand what I'm saying? You're being polite. Both. Okay. That's how I would reconcile the two Rambams. I want to share with you, I don't know that anybody learns the Rambam that way that we just learned. I want to share with you the three Perushim in the Rambam. One is the Rivash, one is the Tashbetz, and one is the Noida B'Yuda. Number one, the Rivash. The Rivash says, Pashat, you only believe Midrabanan. Nirali barish adinhu k'may shamarta shein eid echa nema ve'edas isha min ha-Torah, even it's davar asur l'galis, only Midrabanan, mishum di'i daika, mishum char me'ala b'soifa. Like the Rambam says, I shelo hikpida Torah. You have to know how to read the Rambam. The Rambam very often refers to the Divrei Chachamim as Divrei Torah. Al takonas Chachamim, kare Torah. Lo hikpida Torah means lo hikpida Chachamim. But it says Torah! You have to know how to read the Rambam. The Rambam refers to the Chachamim as Torah. That's how the Rivash learns. That's the first Mahalach. That's the simplest Mahalach. Torah means the rabbis. The Tashbetz says no. The Rambam learns like the Ritva. Eid echad b'milsa da avida la gluye neman dvar Torah. The Rambam himself says in Hilchos Eidos einu neman el midei v'soifrim. So how do you reconcile that? So the Tashbetz has a way to reconcile what the Rambam means, that you only believe Midrabanan. But he learns you believe Midaraisa. Watch this Noid B'Yuda. Oymer Ani. This is the Noid B'Yehuda, Evan Ezer, Shaila Lamed Gimel Madura Kama. The Noid B'Yehuda says sometimes in Eid Echad is believed Midai Raisa and sometimes he's believed Midrabanan. If you remember, we're talking about various cases. Not only is an Eid Echad believed to allow a woman to marry, but we even believe a woman to testify and allow a woman to remarry. We even let Eid Mipi Eid to testify. We even let a Eved testify. So just because maybe biblically we rely on the testimony of one aid, but why do we rely on the testimony of one aid? Because he's going to look completely silly when he testifies the guy died and the guy walks in next Tuesday. But what if he said, I testify that someone told me that the husband died. Now, he might be lying through his teeth. And he's not worried about that. Because if the guy comes in next to him, he says, oh, I can't believe I trusted that guy who told me the guy died. Meaning, the whole svara is milsa avida legluye. Milsa avida legluye is only if it's aid straight up, but not aid mipi aid. So the Nebi Yehuda learns sometimes the aid is believed, and sometimes midai raisa, and sometimes the aid is believed midrabanan. Says, but let me be marchiv b'dibor. He named b'sifri huva b'yakav parashoftim layakom eidecha b'ish im soifnoi l'rabbis isha matam loymar ish. If you're going to include a woman, why does it say ish? La'avoin hu enoi kama v'kamhu b'isha l'hasiya divrei Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi omer. Ulefi anira she'enoi choylek. In other words, Nadu Hida seems to bring a drasha that an Eid Echad is believed by Eidos Isha. And the Rambam Shita is Eid Echad is Nemel Daraisa. Aye, but the Rambam says in Parakei El Chaseidus Achabez, the Rambam says in two places, the Torah believed that Echad. And Uvechein Medivreim Be'edos Isha Shemeyed La Shemeis Bala Adkan Devarav. Hare Mevur La'ed Yeshurak Medivreim. Amnam Lefimashem Mevur Etzlinu. The Rambam loy pasuk sheiracha nema min haTorah kiim be'ed sheheyed shu atzmai ra hamisa. The Rambam only says eracha is nema min haTorah by an aid that testify I saw the death, because that guy would never lie, because otherwise he's going to look like a complete shaita when the husband comes in. Aval aid mi pi aid umi pi shivcha, that's from Rabbanan. Why? V'tam adavar, that when you're meid yourself that you saw. You're afraid to lie because it's milsa David l'gluye. Avle meir mi pi acherim lo yavid l'gluye. Why? Sha'af shaloi shama. Because even if you didn't hear it, even let's say you made up a story. Pliny told me the guy died. And the guy walks in. You're not going to be proven to be a liar. Because you could say, I just relied on the other guy. Shesharim piv kasher mevor lashen shal Rambam. The Rambam says, "Al yikshe be'einecha shehitiru chachamim erva hachamur be'edos ishoi evadoi shivchoi nachri yimisich l'tuma." Look what the Rambam says. Don't be bothered that the chachamim mattered an erva with a woman or an eved or a shivcha or a nachri or an eid mipi eid, because the Torah is not makbid on two eidim. Only on something. So meaning the Torah is not makbid on two eidim. The Torah allows one eid. The Torah doesn't allow eid mi pi eid and eid mi pi shivcha and mi pi ksava. That's the Rabbanan. Elam pi eidim ha'idus in kolanchi idu shazah haragazah ayhov azah. Aval davar shef shalam et arburiyah shalom mi pi eid azah ve'eno eid yachal eshtamid imein adavar emes kugoyin zeh shehed shemeis pleni lo yekpido alav Torah. And the Behuda says in the second column that you don't have, he begins by talking about that the Rabbanon are Mekel, and he counts all the psulim, and he doesn't count Eid Echad. And then he says, Shelo Yikpida Torah, that's Masha, the Din Torah, is an Eid is believed. So the says in the Behuda, since the Torah believed in Eid Echad, so the Chachamim were Mekel by other psulim. Why? Says the Nadiyud, Va'oilo sheirechad u'koshim in ha-Torah, v'eid mi pi'eid u'rak mi d'vei soifrim. So these are three mahalchim in the Rambam. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks everybody for joining today. Bracha v'atzlacha, hope you have a great rest of the day. Rav Nassim, you have something? No, okay. Okay. Rabbi Isai, see everybody later. Kol Tov, have a good one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.